All right, so here we are, first day of the week, and as you may notice, I am sitting here in my home office. So, what am I doing here? Wasn't I supposed to be in California? In fact, I seem to remember driving down to the airport on Thursday night, staying at the airport hotel on Thursday night, going to the airport on Friday, boarding a plane three times in a row, being told to get back off. And then finally, after 4.5 hours, having the flight canceled. Oh, it's a distant memory, but yes, that's exactly what happened on Friday. It was a long, exhausting day. I packed, you know, all my stuff. I was ready to go. Flight got canceled. So I went out, and the taxi line was about 250 people deep. So I took a $300 Uber back into the city, and I stayed at the Plaza, a Home Alone-style night with a nice sundae and a bubble bath, and it was actually pretty relaxing, kind of a nice way to calm down after a really not very enjoyable day at the airport. So my trip has been postponed until next week. All my bags right now that I checked are, they somehow found their way to customs. They're stuck in customs. I have no idea because obviously I wasn't going international, but they're now in customs and I'm waiting for them to get shipped back to me, which will hopefully happen soon. I packed all my favorite outfits, so I'm really in a jam here, but you know what? That's okay. So I'm back here in my office. I'm missing some of my equipment that I had packed in my carry-on or, you know, in my checked bag. So right now, just kind of trying to get this week off to a good start. And today, a little bit choppy. Made about $2,300 on INNT. First entry was at $12, selling that all the way up through $18. And then I had three other stocks that I traded and I lost money on all three of them. So this was just a choppy day. I wasn't seeing that follow through that I really wanted. But you know what? I'm closing the day up about $700. Green is good. Third green day of March. Right now, I'm just kind of on a consistency challenge. As you may remember, for those of you who have been following this video blog for a long time, back in the end of 2016 and going in through November of 2016 through, I think, January of 2017, I had a 50-day hot streak. 50 consecutive green days. And in those 50 days, I didn't make $150,000. I didn't make a lot of money, but I was very consistent. And it really built up my confidence. And that's what led into the 100K challenge from $583 to 100K in 45 days. I started that challenge at the end of that hot streak. So, you know, right now, March is all about consistency. Instead of swinging for the fences and being really aggressive, I'm just trying to get myself on the leaderboard, you know, get base hits, be green, and, you know, that right now is the goal. All right, so we're going to break down all the trades from today in today's Midday Market Recap. So we're going to break down the trades from this morning. As you can see, $728 total profit. The big winner was INNT, $2,336.11. So this is one that I was really hesitant on early on just because I just felt like I wouldn't be able to trust it. It unfortunately was very big spreads. It was not clean. But I said, you know what? The level that I like would be a break of $12 because that was resistance on Friday afternoon and again after hours. And so I thought if it breaks over 12, that's the spot where I'm interested. All right, so let's back this up here. Oops. Go back to right around where we had the break at 12. So it wasn't my very first trade of the day. I took a couple others first, but we'll go on over INNT first. So I started with small size, only 500 shares, and in fact, I only took a total of 600 shares. The goal was 1,000, but I only got partial fills here. So 600 shares long at $12, which is fine, and I ended up selling it up here at $13.54, $13.79, and 14.17, which was crazy, like $2 per share. So, you know, that ended up being like $800 scaling out into the move. So even though it was only 600 shares, $800, that was a really solid trade. My next entry on this was, let's see, for a break right here, over $14. So I was watching it in this area for a break over 14. So we were going sideways. And I said, if it breaks over 14, that's where I'm going to be interested. So let's see, I ended up getting in this at, I guess, let's see, I took a small scalp here, 1346 to 1360. That was in this area right here. So like $140 on that. And then I got back in at 1399, sold half at 1447, sold a little more at 74. I don't know, I got a partial fill there, or 60 something. Sold some more at 14.89, 15.24. This thing squeezed right here all the way up to a high of $18.79 out of that $14 breakout. I mean, that was incredible. And you know what? I could have been so much more aggressive on this. This could have been a trade where I took 5,000 shares and made $7,500, or I made $10,000. But I just don't feel like I can afford to take that kind of risk right now. We're early in the month. I'm trying to build up my cushion. I was red in the month of February, and I just need to close the month of March in the green. I can't risk having, you know, a big drawdown or doing something stupid. So I was a little more conservative on it, but, you know, that was okay. I'm obviously green on the day, and so that was good. I ended up being up over $3,000 on it, and then giving back some profit with this trade here from 1830, stopping out at selling some at 1860 and 1879, and then selling the rest down here at 1760 and 1725. So not very clean. It did this big false breakout right here on this candle. So that was where I got stopped out right there. So I gave back $800 on it and said, all right, you know what? With that, I'm going to scale back. So finish the day pretty much there. The couple of trades earlier this morning, AVGR. This one was off the watch list. I got in at $1.44 for anticipating the break over the half dollar. It tapped 150. I tried to sell at 149, filled 200 shares, sold the rest at 144 or 141. So lost $130 on that. Then took a trade on MYO. This was a $900 loss, kind of annoying. Jumped in it thinking it was looking good. It tapped 552 and then dropped. I was in at 50, so stopped out at 31. On this one, I got in for the break of the half dollar, thinking that it would just continue higher, and obviously it just didn't. It came all the way back down here. So not a very nice move on that one. And TENX, tried to scalp it. I had a couple of trades on it, and one of them was a winner, and then the other one was a loser. So I got in on one trade for the break over $9. It squeezed up to a high of $9.40, but I only had 350 shares. I see my order here only filled 350 shares. So, you know, I was like, all right, that's great, but it's only $100. And then when I got back in it at 876 right here, that was for the first 5 minute candle to make a new high. And it did make a new high, but my target was back to high of day, and it ended up dropping. So stopped out of that with a $600, $700 loss. And so, you know, this is my P&L today. It's, you know, not the best, but I guess the cool thing is that my average winners today are 79 cents per share, because I had a couple of really big winners, and my average losers are 20 cents. So 79 cents per share and, you know, 20 cent loser, that's a really good profit loss ratio. Accuracy was only 50%. So, you know, you can still be profitable with 50% accuracy as long as you've got a good profit loss ratio. And today I had it. So anyways, you know, that's about it for today. Really not the most exciting day. You know, a couple little opportunities there, but not a big green day, nothing to really write home about, just making, you know, a little bit more progress, trying to, you know, build up my account a little bit more. So as of right now, I'm going to be up around $3,700, $3,800 or close to 4,000 on the month. And I guess I'm down about $7,000 off of my all-time highs for the year. So I was up 117,000 at the end of January, lost 10 grand, so was up only 107,000, and now I'm up like 110, 111,000. So making my way back up, looking to cross over 117, make my way to 125, 150, and just keep moving on up. All right, so that's about it for me today. We'll be back at it first thing tomorrow. Hopefully we'll see some more good opportunities. And remember, you know, only takes one. Today we had one really good opportunity, and that not only gave me a good profit, also got me out of the hole from a couple of other trades. All right, so we'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, 9:15 pre-market analysis, and I will see you guys there. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.